Alone, restless, breakfast table and otherwise empty room. Hunger, violence, serve her own attentions. And her mother reads a loud child, tries to understand it, tries to make her
reporters leave. Hey, wasn't expecting to kind of get into this kind of stuff, but since this is a university and that's where debate and conversation should take place. And having just a little bit of experience becoming a father myself, I've got a little girl who's a year old now. And it's enlightened me to the fact that something I didn't know before. I felt I was compassionate before everybody in the band, and Matt could have told me, but I didn't realize how you will remember everything that this child ever did. The first steps, the first smile, the first time it hugged your leg, the first time it called you by your first name. I have her call me by my first name. But. To think of losing a child to a war that the motives are questionable at best. That woman should be able to express her opinion, express it publicly, as loud as she can, and she deserves to be answered. Thank you. And she certainly doesn't deserve to be called a crackpot when her only son, or when her son, is died for a cause that is questionable. Well, thanks for the support.